Kindergarten da mit Sachen da Flamme beginnen mit Base beginnen twist the master beginnen with the mother helps Allah is either either bereichen that both are talking about that it can be boiled in hot water what's known as hagala. Trace explains now which type of knife would actually require Lieben and which one is like our Gemara says is sufficient with hot water because Trace is timid to wonder because the time which is the way we learn the bereichen the way the zara has taken much with the askala malambo or the knife and the spit and the griddle actually you have to whiten it which you heat up on the fire. Perkam the chulin, so to the gemara chulin. The first part of Chesam Amid Beis Amid the gemara says, "Kugrin shlib nabor." Like we're talking about, when you fire it up in the fire. Amid Torah lib, and you see that the knife does require lib nalek al gemara, which is concluding it's enough with hagala. Says, "But Taisa, but Tzitzav Bentam." Bentam answers the Am Bisham because Bisham says the Ma'ir that's tuma besakin madruchim. Long knives are tuma bambasad used to actually roast the meat on them. That's tuma deshap, but that's similar to the other case of the spit. Fechinahu the chulin, so to the gemara b'chulin, and there it's not difficult. There it requires lib. Avoidish lachalik. Another differentiation you could say. Has been had terabala been isrubala regarding if it absorbed a permitted item or regarding if it absorbed a forbidden item. For example, our gemara's tumat chametz, which when it absorbed it was permitted, only now on Pesach is forbidden. Whereas over there, by its tumat a knife of a dezara, which it absorbed a forbidden item, therefore it needs to have libun and not enough for hagala. Because mechalik Ravashi b'shul mezak b'zor, like Ravashi makes such a differentiation at the end of the sentence about dezara. And Tais just ends up, he says, B'hod ma'atzach lu Ravashi ha'ach liban this, that the Gemara originally brought, and Ravashi, he actually did liban on his knife. Mach ma'atzach ma'ahi, which is stringent, but the truth is, like our Gemara concludes, enough with Hagal. The next says, the master begins with the Gemara, ha'tayr hi'idak li'chav, ha'tayr testify regarding earthenware vessels, she'inizim de'jefi lo'ilam, that the absorptions never come out from the walls ever. Which Tais has come to clarify this purification process of an earthenware vessel. Why? What? Where do we find that the Torah says that the bleach never come out? Because it says regarding that which was had absorbed a prohibited taste that you have to break it, and that's the only way of rectifying. Obviously, you cannot do any type of kasher. But then, since we're going to say typically, what do you mean? Why do you need a pasuk Yishabe to tell you this? It should be sufficient to say it's us because, like the Gemara says, from the fact that it sweats. And says that must be after even Hagala Kashrin was done, because the Ilifne Hagala, because every time that sweats and absorbed taste come out before Hagala, well, Shar Kail Nami Midaisi. Other vessels also have the bad taste coming out. So obviously it's even after Hagala. So that's the reason why it's forbidden. Not because it exists, because of Yishabba. And that's the taste actually, no, Yishabba, you could say, is the Ilimai Kaid the Hagala. No, this that we're saying that it's problematic when the absorbed taste come out. Every bit, meaning it doesn't always come out. It's actually talking before Hagol. Or commercial pesach according to Rabbi Dzilla, like Rashi explains about the side of Lamadal Manav. So wait a second, doesn't every kli have that? No. The Midaitzi Bechutz. He was showing you the severity of the earthenware. It's because it sweats on the outside. But obviously it absorbed a lot, and that's why Hagol doesn't help. Now we continue next. Taisa says Vim Tem, and then we're going to say, wait a second. But you could get rid of the absorbed taste of the earthenware vessel. I think if showing this by putting it into the furnace, you should put it back into the furnace. Meaning, why do you say the pots in the basement have to be broken? You could go ahead and cash it by putting it in the furnace. Yeah, but we can't have furnaces in Yerushalayim, that's why. Now, says Taisa, yes, kibshainis, but if there are furnaces, you see it's permitted, even the earthenware by putting it back into the furnace. So to the Gemara previously, Omar said, "Kedera loy." Oh, pot? No, you can't kash. Why? That was Rav's halacha. Because Dimachaisel, you might be concerned about it. Halavach, but if not, that concerned. Shari kederes, passing away from them, you actually would permit the pot by heating it up on the inside and kashering it. So too, the Gemara says, "With the imal yigumri shamer dummy, fill it with coals, then it's going to be okay." So you see that you could go ahead and kasher. So you see that earthenware vessel could be purged from its absorbed taste. So Baruch Tami says no. This I'm putting in the furnace. Not considered to say the category that it is as if the absorbed taste could come out of the walls. Because the kimet shasika, since you're firing it up in the furnace, it's like a new vessel. Because that's the way of a rhythm of vessel. Because when you make it, you put it into the furnace to fire it up. So it's like making it new. But the same old one, that is no way of getting rid of the absorbed taste. Then Tais said, "I'm going to say, how could you bring a proof from the fact that says you should break it? Oh, so you see that? Oh, the absorbed tastes are never purged, and therefore you have to break it. What do you mean? What's the proof? Maybe it's a biblical decree that an earthenware vessel that absorbed a prohibited taste, you should break it, even if maybe you could fix it by doing hagol and kashering it. That is that filo tali. Even if you hang a spit of a karmachatas to roast, but avratan in the earspace of a oven. Boy, hasim Rabbi Bachama, the Gemara asks, but the zavachim dad sadiyim beis from Rabbi Bachama. If the oven has to be broken or not, which is the question, is he covered Rachman Abishal Leblu Ailoi? Is the Torah particular about the cooking without absorbed taste or not? Meaning, on the one hand, you could say that even if there's no absorbed taste, where it's just hanging in the ear space and nothing got absorbed in the walls, still the Torah is saying it's forbidden or not. So you see, the Gemara had such a tzad to say that it's exists a custom that, yeah, the earthenware is forbidden and you have to break it, even if it didn't have absorbed taste. How are you proving over here that because the absorbed taste never come out? And that's the sense of your what you can say is no. Because the Lekli Nechesh is Mosh Diva Marika, that by a copper, a metallic vessel, we say it helps to purge it, a fill of a bishul below, even if it was cooked and it had absorbed taste. So this that we're saying that regarding the earthenware vessel that we're particular about if it was cooked even without absorbed taste, it's only because we made it like it was cooked and it absorbed taste. Because if you would say it purely exists a custom, there wouldn't be no room to differentiate between the klicheres and the klinachashes. Obviously, it's because we consider it as if it has absorbed taste. But again, it's about the absorbed taste, and therefore we can prove it from Yeshaver that the absorbed taste never come out. Now, Tais says, Rabbeinu Tam, that we mentioned before, that he says that an earthenware vessel, that actually you could purge it by putting it into the furnaces, but that's just not considered yet from the Dofyoi, because that's like a new vessel. Yesh lahakshas, so there's a difficulty. Tanish and Hitma, an oven that became Tamei HaMeichel, why does the Gemara tell us you have to split it into three different parts, out of their way of purifying it, keeping the Chashem Keacha, it's like one, or the gear says, like a new vessel, Levedle Hasaka Hesik Basulai, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you just heat it up, and that's it. That's going to make it like new. And why do you have to cut it up? Benil Rashba seems to the Rashba that this Rabbeinu Tam says it's like new by putting it into the furnace. The Mayer Begedera. It's only talking about by a pot, Shein Dark Lahasik, which is not normal to heat up from the inside. And Keshavachzir Nais Lekevshens, when you put it back into the furnace, Aspan Machadosh, well, it's like a whole new pot. So therefore, that's okay. Avatan, but an oven called Shabbashom, a sigma of them, at all times you're heating it up on the inside. Therefore, when you put it in the furnace, it's not like a whole new oven. And yes, there, but Tav Shvira, there you would actually have to break it, and it wouldn't be enough to put it into the Kivshainis.